Okay, so we've got about 10 minutes. Do you mind if I say something? You can leave if you don't. So it's been so encouraging to hear from other people, because we're a body. Like every single person that shared, it's been really encouraging. And what I like to do in testimony things is just testify to hearing the voice of God. Because I agree about that twisting thing. I think when you wait upon the Lord, he comes to speak to you. And I think it's one of the biggest challenges of this day is to wait upon God. Because I'm a lot better at it than I used to be, but I've got a lot to learn. I think distraction, in many ways, is an enemy. Because I do a lot of my stuff with the Lord on my iPad. And there's a lot of other things that are available through an iPad. If you just have your pen and paper, you can't turn to a page and, you know, check who's playing in the snooker world championship. All these thoughts come and it's like, what time is Jack Jones playing Karen Wilson? And I'm thinking, okay, shall I just check and then put it to the side? So I check, put it to the side, and then other things come along. So I wonder who United are in for on the transfer market and stuff like that. So waiting on the Lord is a big challenge, but the benefits are amazing. And I love what we've heard this morning about waiting on the Lord. Actually, he's waiting for us. And what an amazing thing. He's actually waiting for us. And that's one of the things I like to do, is sit before the Lord. Because in the midst of everything that's going on in life, I need to hear from God. I need to hear his voice. And I think that's true for all of us. We need to hear what God is saying. And many times he won't address what you your problems. Sometimes he does, but some you think if you just fix this, he'll just come in and pour wisdom in your heart. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So if you belong to Jesus, you're in Christ, you have the privilege of hearing from God. Yahweh, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Trinity, Lord over all. And you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And there's loads to say about it, obviously, but I just wanted to testify that I read from Psalm 84 at the beginning, and I did a little study on Psalm 84. And I was feeling especially hungry and thirsty for God. And the psalmist begins by saying, how lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. And I just want to testify that when we come before the Lord, hungry and thirsty, he is faithful to speak to us. He's real. It's not made up. If we can, as his children, if we can get through that challenge of listening to him and waiting for him. And I don't think it happens automatically. We have to dig deep. Like Edmund said, you have to get involved. And it's as his children we dig deep. The Bible says, strive to enter into rest. So we need to put the effort in to find out who we are. So you're not putting the effort in and then you become something. It's putting the effort in to find out what's already true about you. And it's, you know, life in the Spirit is like that. It's grace. But coming to him, knowing that he's waiting for us, is good. And sometimes he does not always speak because he's growing us. Like with my children, I don't always tell them every detail of what to do. Sometimes I just let them get on with it. And I'm not saying anything. And I'm watching them learn for themselves. And I felt recently the Lord saying to me, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm your father. You need to learn. I'm not going to give you every single answer. I'm growing you up as my son. And so, you know, we don't always get immediate words all the time. Sometimes the Lord just pours his love on us, tells us who we are, like as a soldier, and then you know that as a soldier, you're going to expect challenges. So through the study of Psalm 84, I won't go through everything, because we've now got 5 minutes. I found out that Jesus is many things, but at least three things from this psalm, because you want to be looking for Jesus in the scriptures. He's in the whole lot. He said, all the scriptures testify about me. And through Psalm 84, I found out that number one, Jesus is our dwelling place, our tabernacle. Number two, Jesus is our anointed one as believers. He's ours. And Jesus is our abundant life. And Jesus is our dwelling place. The psalmist says, how lovely is your dwelling place. What's so lovely about the dwelling place of God? The dwelling place of God is lovely for many reasons. One of them being that in Christ, who is our dwelling place, we have the assurance of salvation. And we have the assurance that we are going to be raised up by God in the last day. And it's kind of salvation now, and then we're going to be raised up. And Jesus wants us to live in that place, knowing that we're saved, knowing that we're soldiers, knowing that we're sons, knowing that we're daughters. He wants us to know who we've become in Christ, but he also wants us to live with a future hope. And there are loads of things that are important, but actually the most important thing for us is being raised up on the last day. That doesn't mean tomorrow's not important, our job's not important, who wins the snooker is not important. That is important. But we've also got to live with an eternal perspective. And that's challenging. And that's where the Spirit comes in and helps us see. But we live in Christ. He is our dwelling place. And he teaches us that we are saved. And that he's going to raise us up on the last day. So with salvation, Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me. So it's through Christ we're saved. And he says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me has drawn them. And I will raise them up on the last day. I'm just telling you what Jesus says. He says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them. So God has drawn you to himself. He wanted you. Isn't that amazing? Like, if you wait on the Lord and you found out actually the only reason I know God is because God himself drew me. Just wait on that. He actually drew you in. If you know God, it's not because you achieved anything. It's because he drew you unto himself. And he wants us to dwell in that place. That's a lovely place. I'm going to live there, abide. I'm going to stay there, remain in that truth. And then he says, I will raise them up on the last day. So he won't raise us up on the last day if we hit the spot, if we do certain ministry things or we achieve things, as important as those things are. You can live in that dwelling place where he drew you to himself and the promise that he's going to raise you up on the last day. You're saved. It's done. He says, I will raise you up and I will raise them up on the last day. So that's Jesus, our dwelling place. Obviously, lots to say about that. Number two, Jesus, our anointed one. The psalmist says, look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. And that was probably then referring to the King of Israel who was anointed. But it points us to Jesus, the Messiah, the ultimate anointed one. Jesus Christ. Christ means anointed one. Jesus, the anointed one. And he was the one anointed to save you. So we depend on Jesus. He's the anointed one. And then if you remember in Luke 4, Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. So Jesus is the anointed one. He's the one who's been proclaimed anointed to save us. And you can wait on that. It's not me who saves myself. He's the one who was anointed to rescue me. We have anointings and we have gifts, but he's the anointed one He's the King. Has anyone heard that song called Disco? It goes D-I-S-C-O. Has anyone heard that? D-I-S. Someone must. Pat, see, have you heard of it? Yes, come on. See? I don't know who did it, but this is what it means to meditate on the word of the Lord day and night. And I'll show you what I mean by that. When I looked, I asked the question, okay, Jesus, you're an anointed one. What are you doing now? Bit of study and research. I found out that Jesus is ruling. He is saving, he is sending, he is interceding, he's overseeing the whole thing. And if you take the first letter of those words, it says R-S-S-I-O. R-S-S-I-O. So I'm walking through the supermarket going, R-S-S-I-O. What is it? It's ruling. It's sending, it's saving, it's interceding, it's overseeing. And I looked it up on YouTube. There is a song called D-I-S-C-O. But R-S-S-I-O, meditating day and night. That's what it means to be in Christ. It's not some weird holy thing. It does involve walking down the aisle at Tesco's in my head going, R-S-S-I-O. Jesus is ruling over everything. That's the house of God. The house of God knows, the temples of the Holy Spirit knows that Jesus is ruling over everything. We're not talking about governments and all that kind of stuff, as important as they are. Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. He is ruling over your situation. He is ruling over your housing situation. And sometimes we can say to Jesus, if you're ruling over it, why is it taking so long? But then he just turns around and says, I'm ruling over it. It's my rule, I'm Jesus. And then he's sending us out for the gospel. He's saving people. He's interceding for us all the time. And he's overseeing this church. Jesus is in charge of this church. I'm an under shepherd. I'm under the shepherd. R-S-S-I-O. Okay, number three. Jesus is our abundant life. The psalmist says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. The psalmist was writing this under the old covenant, so it's good to say he doesn't withhold things when people behave themselves. So the curses and blessings thing. God would curse things, people, if they disobey him, and he would bless them if they behave. That's the old covenant. The new covenant is that we now behave ourselves because Jesus has saved us. That's the abundant life in Christ. He bears fruit because of what he has done. We're now under grace, which means our abundant life is we rejoice in being saved because of what Jesus did. He pulled every one of us in and saved us, and now he, by the Spirit, bears fruit through us. So we now obey because of Christ's perfection. We have been brought into union, and we don't walk uprightly to gain God's goodness. We already have God's goodness, and now because we have God's goodness, we look to walk uprightly. It's a massive difference, and it's something that we need to press in and learn. So it's good to meditate on his word day and night. I just wanted to testify that even if you're feeling like, I can't do this anymore, physically tired, you didn't sleep well, I'm amazed that if I wait on God, and if you wait on God, he will show himself. And it's an ongoing journey for us. So Jesus is everything to us. He's our dwelling place. He's our anointed one. He's our abundant life. And so, Father, I just thank you that in Christ by the Spirit, we can hear your voice through your word. Each and every heart. Lord, would you pour out your Spirit on everyone right now and fill us with your Spirit. And Lord, would we go from this place knowing that you are waiting for us, knowing the empowerment for us to wait on you is knowing you are waiting for us. Help us, Lord, to choose wisely with our time. Help us, Lord, to prioritize those things that are important. But help us to prioritize the thing, the one thing, from which all else flows. And that is communion with you. That's knowledge of you. That's time with you in your presence, in the power of your Spirit, through your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I've been encouraged today. Have you been encouraged? Praise God. Most of you already know this, but we have our usual tea and coffee next door. So do please stay and enjoy that. Encourage you to carry on speaking to one another about what the Lord has said today. So I just pray, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen.